Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line that'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Hello, well, good Sunday afternoon. It is Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little two furball co-hosts, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa Kitty, and it's finally nice out. I have the windows open. Jackie Chan Kitty was sleeping all morning. Now she's up, and little Rocky Balboa is actually sleeping beside me. And what you people do not see is what they do in the studio. And yes, my kitties are welcomed in my studio. My studio is Kitty, welcome. What do you say? I think I need more coffee here. I'll get right to the promos. Hold on for 1 second. Let's start this off. And the one that I've been promoting the most was the Sarah Joy Foundation. You want to come up too? Come on, Jackie Chan Kitty. Come on, you can come up too. She's going to go right on my lap. She's like, I'm coming. All right, come on. You want to come on my lap? Come on, welcome. I got to do my promos, baby. Come on, come on. You want to come on? Come on. I need hands here. Okay. All right, sit. I don't know if you can talk. She's right in the middle of everything right now. Sit. Come on, sit. Try to push her down a little. Oh, good girl. Ow! She's now needing me. You little stinker. Okay, right to get out of here. Don't you get like that. Because, ow, she's laying on my lap, and what people don't, ow, what cats do, they need, you know, like like little kids do to the mother, and she's doing it to me because she's all, ow, cut it out. I don't believe in declawing my cat, but oh, cut that out. I know she's showing me love. She's, ow, cat, what are you doing? Stop that. Sit. Let me do my show, okay? Yes, Jackie Chin Kitty, I love you. And Little Rocky Balboa is right here. Oh, I'm so happy. I couldn't be more happier, but will you cats let me just do my thing here? Okay, all right. Long description from the Sarah Joy Foundation. Just bring this up now. Okay. And you can go to the Facebook page. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone when they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers for all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So please do check that out. This is Sarah Joy Foundation. Any donations would be greatly appreciated. Okay, this other one I wanted to bring up. Let me see if I can find 10 to 4 open house. Massachusetts State Police Museum in Grafton. And this is Zach Coleman, Boston. And it's Museum and Learning Center. The Massachusetts State Police and Museum and Learning Center celebrate 150th anniversary of Mass State Police. The Massachusetts State Police Museum is a learning center and will be holding a week-long celebration to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Mass State Police. The museum, as well as the museum gift shop, will be open to the public from May 16th to May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, following a list of event schedules for the celebration. And let's see, just pulling this up now. Okay, like with today, Saturday and Sunday, May 16th and 17th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the museum is open to the general public free of charge. There will be free food, balloons, and tattoos for the kids. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there will be on the museum grounds on exhibit original 1941 and 1951 Mass State Police cruisers, as well as the MSP Command Post 2, two Marine unit jet skis, a Marine unit boat, Peace Search and the Rescue Snowcat, and the MSP Museum trailer. 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., we will have a mock exhibit of the famous Norman Rockwell painting, The Runaway. You can get your photograph taken with the iconic image to have as a keepsake. On both days, there will be demonstrations conducted by the MSP K9 unit. Sunday, May 17, 2015, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., we'll have the photography unit doing photo and finger ID kits for your kids. Monday, May 18, 2015, to Saturday, May 23, 2015, the museum is open free of admission from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to the public. As more events are scheduled, we will update the website, so please keep checking back for further news. And you can actually check that site out, Massachusetts State Police Museum and Learning Center. So check that out page there. If anybody back home in Massachusetts would like to check that out, feel free to do so. Just try to message someone. Okay. What I'm doing today, I do not have a schedule for today, so do the best I can, and I will be reading from things that I've actually have written. I'll be doing some reading from on my hub pages. It gives me practice in learning how to write. It's just practice in the site called Hub Pages, and I pin stuff to my Pinterest board. I mean, there's so much social media and stuff, and I'll be reading from that, and I will be playing music on the show today. So I will be reading first up. Okay. Reading some things I wrote. Music today on the show. Okay, this is one of my article things that I wrote on HUD pages. Once again, I'm not looking to win any prizes or anything. I'm just practicing writing. I never went to school for this or anything, but I'm just practicing learning how to write. That's all I'm doing with this HUD pages thing. Bring this up, titled, Never Lower Your Standards and Never Ever Settle for Less Than You're Worth. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. So never lower your standards. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes. But remember, your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences. If you do have a learning experience, just to remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle and has brought great happiness in my life. And once settled, that was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes. I know, I repeat. But you know something? There's a big, huge world out there. And life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It's just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Well, I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That indeed is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God. I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our paths and grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return I can pass it on to others also. Sometimes you learn through people, not just in schools. You learn through life and real life, and you can find people that are real and not fake. And believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. Okay, going to the page. I guess I will read. Let's see. Going on. Let's see. Pulling up. Okay, I'm pulling this one up. Reading on air right now. Okay. All right. This one's called Avoid Negative Energy Vampires and Look for Positive Angels. Radio it. Positive angels. Avoid negative people, for they are the greatest destroyers of self-confidence and self-esteem. Surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you. Your inner core depends upon it. If you seem to feel sick around certain people all the time, it could be a warning sign. Most likely, they might be negative energy vampires. I've learned about this in my own personal life experience. I've learned to get away from the bad negative energy vampires that feed off of good energy, and usually those people are very envious of those that do have clean, good energy that radiates from themselves within. If you feel much more relaxed when away from certain people, that means something. People don't know how to get away from those negative sucking vampires, but if they do realize, the best thing to do is to get far away from them as possible. Sometimes a person can hide what they truly are, but still can give off a sick energy that when around other people will make those people sick around them. The best defense is to focus on your inner core and start recognizing signs. Does it seem like no matter what you do, those people will not be happy with anything good you do in your life? New people only seem to like anything you do, but you feel like those smiles are just really fake smiles and people are just pretending. Do people seem to try and be just too nice around only to be another way behind your back? Those are just tiny things that could be touched on. But once you start picking up more and more on things for your own sake, run away from people like that. And if you have articles or anything that's connected with the person or persons that are energy-sucking negative vampires, burn those things and throw them away. Never keep an article of clothing, a piece of jewelry that was once in your life. Get rid of those things. You may think that those were good times in your life when negative-sucking energy vampires and want to keep something, mind you, of good times, but what does that do when you simply don't want any reminders of a person or people that you don't want to be associated in your life? Your best bet is to cleanse yourself and don't let your spirit be burdened by things from the past. Absorb good, golden, positive, glowing light. Keep asking the universe to attract good, positive, influential people who will help you grow, become more positive, help you move on with your life. If people are dragging you down for any reason, don't accept things about you. It isn't you because you're just being yourself. More likely, it is the person or people that you were once associated with because of insecurities they have within themselves. This is no skin off your nose. Once you start to cleanse yourself, your health will improve. I'm living proof because of exactly what happened for me. So I continue to look for more and more influential people who help me grow more. I don't like to feel stifled in any way, shape, or form. There is a huge world out there, and some people will never see that and will be stuck in that one place. It is their own misery. They will never be happy with themselves. They will never be happy about anybody else's life, so they will have the need to put others down. And they think they feel good, but it is ongoing battles that they are dealing with so much stuck negative energy that they become socially constipated with hate, and it consumes them because that's all they will ever know about. I'm glad I don't have to live my life like that and can keep growing more. I'm thankful to get up every day and keep learning and growing. I'm thankful that I get to sit and have talks with people who are successful and help others by reaching out their hands and help others to bring them up another level in their lives. I have a lot of gratitude in my life because I've seen the light. As corny as that may sound, I seriously have seen light and will keep following light, in which I know as long as I follow the light, it'll just stay in front of me. I can explain in words the light, but it's like a feeling and a desire to want to feel alive more and more as I get older. Maybe they're right. They see what comes with age, and I don't know. Maybe slowly I'm gaining a little bit of wisdom more and more as time goes on. I don't want to stop my growth and learning how to grow and keep growing. Maybe in a way, someday, I will give back and extend my hand and help others to see the positive, radiant light they can follow and help them to stay on track. Well, I do know that I have been enlightened more and more, and that is something that I want to keep letting it grow and glow inside of my heart. So who knows where my life will end up in the future? I do know that I am indeed happy and more fulfilled in my life today than I have been in many years. I guess, like I said, as we get older, there's much more wisdom we do attain, and whether it is from getting it from experience of sitting with other people who have the life experience more than us, or whether it is because we just learn, whatever it may be, it has to be that special glowing feeling that feels good inside that will keep us growing. Thankful to get up each and every day. Like they say, each day is a new present, and I intend to open one just like a little kid does on Christmas Day. Okay, now let's see. What do I want to... Who should I play first? I'm going to be playing some music. Pulling this up. Where is it? Yes, the cat is on my lap. Okay, I'm just trying to find Rick's picture. Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to pull this up. Shine on me. Okay. I'm typing. What people don't see is when I play a song, I usually tag people on Shine on Me. And I tag them on my Facebook page. So I'm going to play a little music and I'll be back. I'm just trying to find it here. And here is Ancient Sage with Diddum all the way from New Zealand. Shine on me and I'll be back.
Shine on me.
second time I saw you, baby, standing under some natural light, yeah. It was only coming from the window, but it made you look like an angel. I fell in love with you.
Okay, now I'll be playing a song by film brother Jay Giannone, Inspiration. He's out there in Hollywood doing his thing, and here's his song, and I'll be back.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you complacent time. Success is hard to find, but can happen if you grind. I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky-dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Last Ritz, Caterpie, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9, y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha. Ha-hoo-ah, ha-ha-hoo-ah. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh,
Okay, all right. That was Feel by Laz and Kat. I'm trying to see what other song I want to play by them. I know they got a couple other songs here. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, yeah. It's here's another one. Catapult and Jay City. It's Crosby and Jay Holland, and I'll be back.
Yeah. Catapult. One time. Yo, it's like life back in 93. Sitting in place. All up in your face, yeah. Yo, Cat. So, drop the beat. Okay. Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rocking Patrick Ewing kicks with the joints on the sleeve. A pair of thick specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designed the suit with the Jacobs on the wrist. Below the DJ Henry band, the face tight and fixed in, yeah. You know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Win around the way, girl, a down shorty girl, a girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for, from all up the time. You are that girl I've been looking for, from all up the time.
And yeah, now we on the first two. I got a wicked, wicked flow that'll make you move. It'll make you get go. You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow. Now girl, you know that I got your back. Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team, the girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me. And that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
Pleasure, my eyes get to see you. Dibble in this place, pearly whites across the face. Body straight lace, running apple bottom waist. I probably get a drink and convert. Your body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreets, I want to love you from the start. Want to reach new heights, the one who is possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two, rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view, cause baby, you a star in my eyes, I think I find the girl in my dreams, surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you a story about this cool out cat, they call him Catapult, the one over the track. He's a down cool brother, he count his number, and he's just getting started, getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for a dude to be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around, cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack, cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact, and that's word.
Okay, and I'm just trying to post from Obie's Fitness Center, a place that I do work out, which I'm really great to post here. Let's see. Actually, it's from Obie's Fitness Center where I actually do work out over in Maine. So I'm actually posting. Oh, gosh. I didn't. Now it's all different. You have three. Oh, gosh. Now I got to edit this post because I went to do share and I wanted to. One of the bodybuilders, one of the bodybuilders that works out where I work out. My cat's trying to roll up on the computer. Jackie! Where I work. Work out. Okay. Done editing. Okay. All right. I wanted to read something here. Let me pull this up. Okay. All right. My legs are falling asleep, Jackie. I got to move the kitty. Oh, my legs are falling asleep, baby. You can lay on my pillow. Ah, she's needing me. Oh, gosh darn it. Come on, get up. Oh, ow! Good girl. My legs are falling asleep, cat. No, I don't want to see your butt. Kitty butt. All right, let me just move my legs, cat. Oh, okay, all right. We got good kitties here. Good, Jackie. All right, I love you. I just had to move my legs. I wanted to read something else I wrote on my hub pages. My freedom in life may make someone happy, but I don't regret anything. I love my freedom. Feeling good about life, it is because I value life and freedom. The day she let go of things that were weighing her down was the day she began to shine the brightest. I am a free spirit. Either mind me from the ground or fly with me. Don't ever try to cage me. Okay. And here we go. Feeling good about my life, it is because I value life and freedom. People live with regrets and say they wish I never did what I did in the past. Why? If you solely had the free will to do things in the past, does that not teach you right from wrong? My life may be a little bit different than a lot of people, but there are a few things I've obtained by wanting and willing to accept. Peace, real love, and freedom. I don't live in the modern day jail in which most people would be bound to a house mortgage payment. They will have to struggle until almost their dying day. They will never be able to enjoy the freedom, breathe easier because of the struggle. Most people can't enjoy life and can't retire at 65 anymore and are able to enjoy the ending days of their life and have to keep working. Some people do work because they enjoy the work they do. Mostly everyone I have come across in the past honestly cannot stand their jobs in which it keeps them away from their families to make the money where they spend more time getting sick while at a place that makes them more and more miserable. How is this in existence? Yes, of course, you have to pay rent and bills, but how much is your health at risk if you have to worry where the money is going to come from? How many people that go to jobs that make them sick have to visit the doctor's office so much and get a lot more colds and strained muscles or have to get a lot of checkups because of being in places not happy or not at all happy with the people around them that make them miserable? I speak of my life and how things are coming about in my own life. I seriously do not want to go back and ever change anything. I live with no regrets at all because I wouldn't have become as happy as I am today, right now, right at this moment. I wouldn't be able to look out into the world and see real beauty and things that truly go on in this world if I was too busy to make sure that make sure that I go to a job that makes me sick and only brings sickness, which would age me a lot faster and help to aid to make me step one foot faster in the grave. I do call myself more of a free spirit. I look at myself and realize I truly more blessed. I am truly more blessed than a lot of people in today's society. I may have a little bit less, but do know that when I talk of my happiness, when I go to a gym or a fitness center, or to the mountains, or to the oceans, that some people are not happy with my way of living because some people will be forever stuck in unhappiness and misery and never get out. I'm thankful that I was saved and being waken up for a while while being thankful for my life. True, my life is taking a turn point in which I want to move to the west coast of California and be in warmth. Yes, I know, like any place, you need to support yourself, but I'm learning of better jobs and better careers. Well, not have to live in misery like most people. I think with age, you're granted more wisdom. My eyes are wide open. I mean, take for example, and this may not be for everyone, but how many women cannot exist without a man? They say they can, but they jump from one man to the next or have to be in some sort of relationship to be validated as a human being. Some women cannot function fully unless they are indeed locked at the hip of a man, because either that is all they know, or maybe society just keeps programming each generation to have to be with a man. I think I'm glad I could take a step back to further myself to see how much value I really am worth, because I don't think being in a relationship with someone, I should have to sleep my way to the top or nearly spread my legs just to have a future by being with a man. Some women have their sights on having it all, meaning they're all, but at the same time, they're discovering their inner being, the roots of their heart and soul, and they can fully give themselves to another without really taking from another part and find true love that way. Women that can step back do see their worth, and some of them end up in better relationships, what actually bloomed from a little seed of deep, passionate little spark, which grew into a big flame that started a fire and bloomed into a great big explosion of passion, that they find that one person doesn't have to complete them because they are already a whole person. When taking a step back, whether man or woman, and looking deep within ourselves and seeing what we truly are and what we truly are about, we can see that we are indeed worth taking the time to get to know ourselves and breathe a lot easier. Seeing more people, well, basically I've asked the heavens and more to show me more healthy relationship with men and women, and heavens have. These couple are healthy examples because they grow with each other. Their bonds expand with true loving connection without each one using each other to get ahead. These are the types of couples more people should be writing about, because each of these couples become great example of no toxicity and more positivity. Again, I feel lucky and know that each day is a true blessing, and I can't say I am thankful enough to have the freedom to breathe and not have to deal with me, not to have to deal with things most people have to deal with. I also think because the way I'm living and taking a step back, my health has improved so much over the years. I think everything does start with your inner self and your inner core. Of course, if you don't have health, then nothing's going to matter anyway. You could be a very rich person, but once again, you don't have health, then nothing else is going to matter. Okay, let's see. What do I want to play on the radio? Let me see if I can find her. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I'm going to post this on my page. Okay, playing Kevin. I got to make sure I spell his name right because it spells it different. Kevin. Let's see. Where's the song again? All My Time. Okay, posting this. Doing that now. This is Kevin Tejon, All My Time, and I'll be back. Thank you.
open. Let it shine on me. Let it rain on down. I'm on my way. You hear that sound?
Okay, going back to my hub pages here. Let's see. Bring it up. It doesn't matter what anyone says about the things you do, who cares about haters? You can make things happen, don't worry about haters. The strong-minded rise to the challenge of their goals and dreams, the weak-minded become haters. Don't mind the haters, they only hate because they can't do what you can do. It doesn't matter what you do for yourself in your life when others aren't happy with what you're doing. More than likely, if you're contentment with your life, it doesn't matter what anyone says. I don't follow people. I lead my own life. I learned in life to succeed, you have to climb obstacles, but in time, we'll overcome them. With social media, there are many keyboard warriors, and that's all they are, keyboard warriors and nothing more. I look for myself to better myself and want to get six-pack ab and work on my dreams. No matter what anyone says, I go out and make things happen for myself, and I do all the work. Once again, I want six-pack abs, and I'm working on it without the aid of stomach operation, without the aid of Botox, without the aid of liposuction, without the aid of steroids, and without the aid of any type of surgery, and hence the work of my slowly evolving six-pack abs. Maybe not all women want them, and honestly, I don't care what anyone thinks or says because it is something I'm working very hard on in the gym fitness center. I'm happy that I'm able to go to a center as many times as I want, and happy with the atmosphere in the center. to me in life. I've proven many people wrong with things I want to do in my own life. And at this point in my life, I don't care what anybody says, because whatever anyone says or writes about me, I can shut the computer off and shut down all social media and just hit the fitness center. I'm working on many things in my life, and I don't know if you can call people haters, maybe, I don't know, but I think when people are miserable within themselves, they want to take that misery out on other people. I learned to just go on and keep doing that I love in life. I know nothing can stop me, and I am the only one that can stop myself. Even after writing this article, as I finish, I'm going to hit up the fitness center and enjoy my time working out. It doesn't matter about haters, because my life is filled with rewarding things in my life and that I can accomplish them. That is why I feel very completed as a human being and a woman. I found out the strength to do the things in my life and can stand on my own 2 feet while achieving things I want to do in my life. Not everyone has to live their life the same way. Basically, I know I can keep improving my life with things and goals that I will keep working on. Sometimes social media really can be a joke, but it is indeed a good networking tool. But I mean, come on. Do keyboard warriors think that because they can say or write bad about someone that is going to stop them? No, I just don't think so. So you have to laugh at keyboard warriors and haters. It's good to stay focused on things in life that help to make your heart sore. The best thing is keep going and don't stop. Granted, a cat nap or two along the way is great. Believe me, I like to cuddle up like a little kitty cat, just like anybody else, to help re-energize myself. Life is very beautiful, and yes, 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 you do have to take the bull by the horns and go for a ride. The rides I take in life by taking the bull by the horns is worth it. Granted, sometimes I don't know where these wild rides by a bull may take me, but if there are chances in life I can take, then I'm going to take them. I try to do things. If I fall down, the best thing to do is rise up like a flaming phoenix and just rise above and just maybe take baby steps one at a time. You've got to remember, and you got you, to rely on yourself, and you have your own free will to make things happen. Sure, you could be handed anything in life, but then you can't say that you actually worked for it in the first place. You were given it. I have more satisfaction knowing when I work for something, and that gives me a lot of joy in my life. I have nothing to prove to anyone because my life is in my own hands. In my own hands, I can move mountains that people say are never moving. Guess what? I have. I don't have to rub it in people's faces that I did the things they said I wouldn't do and did them because I know I can do the things I want whether people believe in me or not. I know that I'm the only one that can make things happen, and believe or not, if you work for something very high, you too can make things happen for yourself. Sometimes some things may take a little bit longer to achieve, but in the end it will be well worth the fight because you are the one that overcomes those struggles and obstacles in your life. Yet once again, it will be well worth it. Remember, you can make things happen for yourself as long as you work for things in life. It is beautiful to know that we have free will to do what we want in our life. I know right now I'm done writing this article. I have my own free will to work out at a fitness center, and I so enjoy the environment in the fitness center. So never mind any haters, anyone that can't do something in life, and know why? Because those are haters, and you can't do the things in, sorry, because those that are haters and say you can't do the things in your life that you probably already did, well, those people are never going to be able to do the things you have done. Have a good day. Let's see, what do I want to put up next? Let's see. Ah, man, you know, I should write down people's telephone numbers. I should, like, not prank call people, but surprise call them. I don't know if I can actually do that. I should figure that out, you know, more, how to find out how to call people while I'm live on the air. I've done it a couple of times, so that's possible. Let's see. See, I don't know if I want to play some music or read another article, because I actually do a shorter show on Sundays. Let's see. I was just looking up here. Let's see. What are the articles? I have so many windows open. I'm opening and closing some of my windows, so give me one moment. I'm going back to see, all right, I'm going up here, just going to my profile on my hub pages. Let's see, okay, I'm going to read this one, I'm posting to my Facebook page. reading live on the air. Live on the air. Okay, I just got to close a couple of windows. I have so many of these things open. I don't really need to have all these windows open. Let's see. Okay, all right, close them all. Something else I wrote. Life takes a turn for me in a wonderful way. Choose a job you love and you will never have to work another day. Do not think what I would do for a job. Oh, did not think what I would do for a job, but it works for me. If someone would have said 10 years ago I was going to be a paid radio show host, I would have thought that was not possible. Even a few years back, or even 5 years, I did not think my life would turn in such a way that a dream job was on the horizon for me. But I think with continued hard work and perseverance, it was all worth it. I think not knowing exactly what I wanted to do in life, but to think I wanted to work with someone well-known, and that person was Jackie Chan. The thing is, people are right. Sometimes when you have a dream, it can turn into something you do not think it would turn into, but it ends up being something you are truly fulfilled with happiness inside. There's no words to describe it, but I think it's actually an accomplishment, fulfillment that feeds my hungry and passion that drives me to want to be a radio show host. I guess starting out, I honestly didn't think I would do it for longer than 3 months. On the internet, radio can be heard throughout different countries or anyone that wants to tune in. I have a lot of fun doing the show. I enjoy having guests on my show, and guests have a blast. I've had guests return because they have such a blast on my show. And working even harder, I've connected with a network that wants to have me and another wonderful woman host a show. I know my whole life I was not normal, and I truly understand it now. If you want to be in the entertainment business, you're really never going to have any type of normal life. Actually, to be honest, the entertainment business is indeed the hardest type of job to get into because there's so much competition. The entertainment business is a ruthless, cutthroat business, but if you're lucky enough, you might find something that works for you if you have dreams. Of course, for dreams, there are high costs and risks that you have to take in order to make things happen for yourself. Of course, there might be a much faster way to sleep your way through things, but I was fortunate not to have to do that or have to be on the casting couch. You should know exactly what I mean. I just kept working on things, and within the last things that started to work for me, and I mean really, really work for me. So I feel as though a radio show host just feels very natural to me. Well, yeah, you talk, and it's like having a conversation with people and your guest. For me, it's quite easy and I enjoy it. But I think when you end up getting paid for something you love doing, enjoying it as much as a better way of living than to be programmed drone of society where you're stuck going to a job you hate or making money, and you probably end up getting sick from the job in the first place. Of course, I have my share of jobs like that, but I know when the time comes for something lunch, and being a radio show to be my career, and then knowing behind the scenes it is these work, it is something I enjoy. I do not know the percentage of people in the world that actually really enjoy their work and get paid for what they're doing, but I'm surely it really is not a high percentage. Working on a radio show on my own for the past few years has given me the experience to be able to get to launch a show, and voila, my career takes off. I cannot tell people how to follow their path for their dreams, but I do know that in wanting to do one thing, like working with people like Jackie Chan, has led me to something and never dreamed of, and that I'm very happy with the results. When I am doing the radio show, no matter how crazy a few times it has been, it has got me so excited to keep doing more shows. The big plus that I have helped promote a few people in their films and other things so I can give back in my own way. Of course, I'd like to start a few foundation charities myself, and you know, like Stan Lee might have said, with great power comes great responsibility. So I do heed to this, and know I could pay things forward in my own way. Sometimes in life, wonderful, strange things happen in an unexpected way. I gotta admit, I'd never go back and do anything any different in life, because then I'd never have been given this opportunity to do a dream job in which I'm going to get paid for. Well, people say they would go back and change things, but, I mean, I would not want to change anything because then I would probably not end up doing something I love and get paid for it and probably be in a dead-end job, grow old much faster, and probably become sick from it. I think the future is bright ahead, and maybe I need to find a new pair of sunglasses to wear. Well, that is just a saying, but that's just how I feel. I'm happy and content with how things are turning out in my life, and there's no way I would want to step and foot in another person's shoes just because I know I'm content with the shoes I'm wearing on my own feet. Anything's possible, but you just got to go for it and work for it and just give it and never give up. That's exactly what I do. Everything that has happened in my life was indeed worth the time and the risk. Okay, let's see. I just got to post this. Hold on. ending the show with. Oh, I gotta spell that right. I'm doing this with a funny ass show. Yeah, let's see, Angelo Garcia. Let's see if I can spell this right. Delusions of Grandeur. Okay, just typing this up. Grandeur. Oh, why did it get capitalized? Grandeur. Who had to reschedule? Let's go for a future show. Okay. I'm going to post that. All right. And what I'm doing is going to be playing Angelo Garcia. He had to reschedule. I had a date for him, but he's going to reschedule in the future. I'll let everybody know. It is actually a young man who actually grew up in the being in a boy band called Menudo, and he's all grown up now. And this is actually his song I'm going to be ending the show with, Delusions of Grandeur. And what it is, the song is for people that have dreams, and it goes out to their haters, where haters say that these people can't do the dreams, and they actually proved all their haters wrong. So I'm actually going to be playing this, Delusions of Grandeur, and everyone have a good Ninja Sunday.
Delusions of Grandeur.
Webs. You thought that I was weak, but I am strong. You thought that I would crumble.